thanks for the invitation, and I thank the report for this really good research and well actually written paper, and especially the examples and comparisons that he made with Iran and other countries regarding the subsidies problem. And however, I would like to point to some issues maybe that will push this research more further, and to to speak from my part on the political question, which is, who's the politician that we're talking about? Is it the Muslim Brotherhood current government? Is it the coalition or the reflection of the political players in Egypt, which includes the army, the current institutions in Egypt, and plus other players that we're waiting for them to emerge over time? Now, as the report showed, the subsidies problem have been in Egypt for many decades. So suggesting a quick fix to the problem, although it's something desired, but in practice it would be difficult to foresee. For one reason, actually. When you speak about the Egypt economy, we're speaking about actually an economy which is so complex that, some parts and elements of it that we don't understand. One example is that the army in Egypt has been a part of the subsidies scheme for over at least 4 decades or 5 decades, which means that any attempt to actually reform the subsidies program in Egypt will need to include the participation of the army itself. The army owns a lot of businesses in Egypt. They own businesses from cooking oil to fuel stations on the roads. And there is no clear estimate of what's their percentage in the GDP in general. So if we take these factors in, it will be difficult to imagine how a subsidies reform can be achieved without, having the say of the army in the debate. Now, on another note, is about the, I think Delipour tries to reach a point where he's saying if there is a credibility of a reform program that the people will support it, then it might work. The only obstacle today in the current system is that if you need to have a credibility, then you need to have a mandate, and you cannot have a mandate if you don't share power. The current government in Egypt is not sharing power. It's the Muslim Brotherhood. They appointed the people that they wanted, and it's fair and square. They won the election so they can have their government. Nevertheless, having a painful measures to reform the economy and the subsidies in Egypt requires sharing power with others in order to actually share also the burden among the other players. Now, I think I have been in contact with some of the Egypt's ruling party in recent months, and I have asked them the current, the direct question about why haven't you done the deal with the IMF? And the clear answer is that we don't have a mandate from the state yet. And once we have it, then we'll go and do the deal. Now, having said that, if we go back to 2008, we have the Mahilla textile workers. That was the prelude to the 2011 uprisings. And the only reason why they took to the streets was actually that the government was trying so-called, reforming their industries in order to be more competitive. Now, they took to the streets in 2011. They actually were a major part of the uprising at the time. Now, if the current Egyptian government wants to do that reform without the backing of the major powers, political powers in Egypt, that means that it will find people taken to the streets, and it needs to find a solution. Now, the direct transfer, which is also a proposed solution to the problem, has been, experienced in a country like Iran. And in Iran, as you might know, they have oil revenues which are high, despite the sanctions. And yet, it could not materialize because of the political environment there in Iran. Still, the cash transfer, in
in Iran is very controversial. It's rejected completely in the parliament, and it's rejected within the ranks of the coalition that came to power in 2009. Now, you know, one might wonder whether the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt can actually devise something as a cash transfer and how it can implement it. I mean, the capacity, the administrative capacity has not been there in Egypt for quite a time. Trying to implement a system as a cash transfer in Egypt would be so difficult, you know, especially in this kind of political environment. Now, not to sound pessimistic, but I think, you know, it would require an extensive political rallying and also power sharing for the current government in Egypt to reach a solution, or at least to reach a direction on this question. And I don't see that happening at the current. Egypt today is having a reshuffling of new ministers and a government, and they're still keeping the same prime minister there, and it has not delivered any sound economic planning, despite the months it was in power. One hopes that they would reach something like that, but you know, just to finalize it, you know, to thank Telepor for his great piece, and I hope with time it will be more developed with more examples and also some focus on the political part.